and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate because Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Now, this being the last Sunday of the month, we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service, and everyone's invited to join and enjoy the good food and fellowship. And then, at 1:30, our own Bethel people will present the much-anticipated Christian summer concert, which features Christ-honoring music and scripture reading, along with a message by our special guest, our brother Paul Myers. Special thanks to Miran Myers, for organizing this event, and which will be broadcast live on the internet at bbcmh.org. And if you have any questions at this point, please see Mrs. Myers. All other activities normally scheduled on Sunday afternoon are canceled, including the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which is also canceled. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Psalms, reading Psalms 135 through 137 this Wednesday. Please refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 118, verse 29. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And now, Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 13, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty.
Thank you, brother. And good morning once again, folks. Today's the day. We have this wonderful concert after much practicing, much preparing, poking and prodding. We finally got everything organized and under control. And folks, we definitely look forward to presenting this this glorious event for you. We really do hope and pray that you'll be able to join us. But what's also great is, of course, not only do we have the concert to look forward to, but we also have such great and wonderful food that's back there. Oh man, so delicious. But along with that wonderful physical food, we can't wait to hear that great spiritual nourishment here later on. Amen. Once again, that song is number 13, Praise Ye the Lord Almighty.
Praise Ye the Lord the Almighty, the King of
Before we get to the next song, folks, I was thinking about the opener that we had, just thinking about the words. You know, with the last verse, I mean, just thinking about, on heaven's blissful shore, his goodness will adore, singing forevermore, alleluia, amen. Just think, whenever we do get to heaven, that's all we're going to be doing every day. We're going to be singing forevermore, singing his praises. And but until that time, just thinking about the people that are going to sing with us this afternoon, and also we're going to have a special treat, I guess, right, brother? You know, we're going to have our wonderful wonderful singers, our duet. No, that's actually a joke, but we kind of had a little thing going on here. You know, the opera world has the tenors. We have the baritones. We have the baritones. But amen. Folks, let's go ahead and turn to page 367, His Way With Thee. Please stand and turn your hymnals to 389, I Am Resolved.
Please remain standing and for prayer together. As you know, last Friday, we have the privilege to put what is mortal of Mary Kasangian to the ground together with her husband in final rest. And I still tangle an emotion in my life as the Lord is taking those who have been with me for 30 years away from my side, and it's very hard for me sometimes to carry on, but I know one day you will do as well for me, because I'm getting there. All right, let's pray together. Our eternal God, our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end, we have gathered this time at Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill to worship you, to love you. Father, in your time, you created all things and you knitted into their fabric a yearning for fulfillment in you. Heavenly Father, this is your hour. Help us to make the most of this hour, to the most of this precious moment. Father, I pray that you move in our midst, fill us with your spirit, and make us one in our heart and mind. May our words, as well as our actions, and even the secret thoughts of our heart, be a part of our worship this hour. Lord, we pray ahead and we pray that you cover our missionaries with your grace and mercy, that they may do their work with joy. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Jose and Diane Avila, Informed Choices, Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, we pray that you display the healing power that you only have upon John Bell, Romulo Noriel, Ann Peretto, Nobuko D. Spain, Jesse Dixon, and I learned today about Mike Coffin El Cajon, our friend, and we pray for his recovery. Lord, bless our offering that we may have our needs for the ministry supply abundantly from you. Thus bless the offering and bless the giver. For we pray, focus upon the one who died for all, your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, who we love so much. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 746. We will be reading Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, the entire chapter. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor, which he takes under the sun? One generation passes away, and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever. The sun also rises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to his place where he arose. The wind goes toward the south and turns about unto the north. It whirls about continually, and the wind returns again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers came, there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, lo, I come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is vexation of spirit. For in such wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our God, we thank you for your word as recorded in the scriptures, which guide us in this life so that we may know how we should live. We thank you that you have not left us to our natural inclinations, which end is a meaningless life seeking after the things of the world. We thank you for the scriptures that show all earthly goals and ambitions, when concerned as ends in themselves, produce only emptiness. We thank you for the blessings we enjoy each day, and also the warnings in this book that a life apart from you is a life of futility. We are eternally grateful for the life and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom you have reconciled us to yourself. Help us to have his mindset, which was always to please you by obedience. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him in his exposition of the truths of the Bible, and bless us so that we may be careful listeners and doers of that word. Bless also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, and especially those who don't know you, that they may believe and follow Jesus Christ and pass from death to life. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?